record release party, no record release party snacks.
They even say that you're going to die.
Hi, kids. It's Exquisite Corpse on CITR. New intro there for ya, and I think it's going to work fine. So instead of actually searching for the one that I lost, I just went ahead and made another one. It was time. It was way overdue. I got to work on the new promo. But that's all personal stuff. What do you care? You don't care about me as a person? I have today a special half hour deal, and it is a presentation I'll tell you about. It's about a half hour from one of the members of the RoyalNoise.com label. He's put together a little mix of the artists from the label. And that's going to be fun, and that'll be coming up, sometime, maybe 8:30 or so. We're going to be starting the show with Contagious Orgasm and a little track called The Line, which has been connected somewhere from actually Contagious Orgasm and Teleferique.
Thank you. for touching that boy. Now the mama. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus.
I don't know what kind of preacher Pastor Tim's going to be tonight, but he's going to have a hard time outdoing the one this morning. Took two microphones for him this morning. Did you notice that? Took two microphones for the guy this morning.
Somebody give me an amen.
We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. Glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory.
I know some of you are wondering how that cold turkey. Well, this is it. This is the whole jest. I know there's all kinds of rumors this morning. But a couple weeks ago, Friday, we had a luncheon. And it was for Pastor Doubles when he was leaving, and it was Pastor Mark's birthday. And our secretary, Lisa Myers, she fixed a fabulous lunch, but it was full of maggots and began to smell. I mean, everybody was bragging about it and how good it was. And we had baked potatoes and green beans, and she fixed, I don't even know how to describe it. It was turkey, though. It was turkey and mixed with all, kind of like a casserole patty, but it was full of maggots and began to smell. And we just ate till we were full. And she made a lot. And the thing was, me being single and everything, I guess, you know, they're real gracious to me, and I'm real grateful to them, and they give me the leftovers. And Lisa, you know, she put it in tin foil and everything so it would keep, but it was full of maggots and began to smell. And I rushed home and put it in my refrigerator, and the next day, the Saturday, I had it for lunch, you know, and I put that turkey, that cold turkey in the oven and heated it up. But, you know, it just didn't have that pizzazz that it had the day before. It just didn't have that same taste. I mean, it was good, Lisa, but it was full of maggots and began to smell, you know. But when the, but no, they had cold turkey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody give me an amen.
Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory.
I don't think there's anything that smells worse than our secretary, Lisa Myers. Nothing tastes worse than a stagnant relationship with baked potatoes. And if you try to freeze it, if you try to saran wrap it, if you try to foil it up, if you try to refrigerate it, it's not going to work. You're going to end up smelling it instead of eating it.
Somebody give me an amen.
And everyone says, amen.
Touch me. Touch me, all of you. And put your hand into my robe and touch my side.
If someone touches you in a way he shouldn't do, because you're a wonderful little kid.
Oh, I'm all mixed up. I don't know what to do.
Would you like me to show you how grown-up ladies look?
Hey, big fella. you're supposed to do with them? Beth, come here. I want to try out my new camera. Would you pose for me?
If someone touches you,
why is that? Why is that? What is this? Why is that? Etc. As soon as a child is old enough to think, this is how the child learns. This is how the... Etc. 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 He's built that way. He's built that way. What is this?
Your touches make me feel good, Daddy.
What kind of friend are you?
CITR, an Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. People Like Us in there with If Someone Touches You from the People Like Us, Wobbly, and Jet Black Hair People release called What's the Use? Evidently live and a very funny album. And probably the People Like Us album that makes me laugh the most. People Like Us is Vicky Bennett, a British audio artist. Sound collage artist, or a Plunderphonics artist, I guess you would call her as well. And before that, in the same vein, there, Animals Within Animals, A Prayer for Cold Turkey from the Mano a Mano disc of theirs. Starting the show with Contagious Orgasm and Telepharik from the album Crosses Deeply. And the track, The Line Which Has Been Connected Somewhere. And we have for you some Fisk Industries now, EPs and Rarities, double disc. And the track we are playing right now, which you can almost dance to, is Liquid Silver Moments from Fisk Industries. Stay tuned, I got some new stuff from Codex Machine. Something new from Womb Records out of London, sent to me in the mail, and a few other things. I got some Marin Cadell, a re-release that we'll be getting to as well, so stick around. Thank you.
have any special need or sickness, try listening to the record twice a day for a fortnight and observe the difference in health and outlook. Controlled relaxation. I'm going to relax completely. I'm going to let go every part of me. Controlled relaxation. Relaxation. relax completely. I'm going to let go every part.
Exquisite Corpse Radio, and last track there from Gnaw. City Saturate is the name of the album from Gnaw. From Noise Factory, the label put out by the guy that runs up Beef Terminal, you know, the band sort of thing. And we heard before that Codex Machine, Controlled Relaxation from Man vs. Monkey EP. And that sent for me, sent to me from England, and it's on the label called Womb Records. You can find that at wombrecords.com, and more at Codex Machine at codexmachine.co.uk. Codexmachine.co.uk, as they say. And we will let's turn to some things that you need to know, perhaps, and we'll come right back.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Noise! Yeah! Noise! Noise!
Every Wednesday, join host Luke Meat for A Noise, where we explore the avant-garde, experimental, plunderphonic, psychedelic and outsider aspects of audio. Occasionally irritating, occasionally educational, always confrontational. A Noise, Wednesdays from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I don't think I could have thought of that, could you? Well, maybe you could. You're pretty clever.
Here's a re-release from Bongo Beat reissue series, and it's Marin Cadell, and it's Canadian. And here's a track that I've always appreciated that I always thought would fit in this show if I could ever find it again. And I guess I have.
I'm knitting myself a hat. And I'm sewing up a head to wear it on. And I'll never be this lonely again. I'm making myself some mittens, and I'm stitching my fingers together to keep them warm inside. And I'll never think about it. And I'll never touch myself again. I'm knitting myself a sweater to cover the body I'm wearing. And the sweater will hang to my knees, and my hair will grow to the floor, and I'll never go outside again.
This is CITR Radio, Exquisite Corpse. I'm DJ Bleak in for you this evening. Hearing a track in the background there from Gang Wizard and the Yellow Swans. And that's from a strange live album called Live from Men's and Women's Bathrooms. The Placebo Arcata, California, track one there. Interesting stuff going on. Which is kind of scary. No. I have an interesting thing in front of me, recommended by Luke Meat. As I was on the phone with him, and he said I should look into this. So I was looking at it here. The Definitive Host seems to be the name of it. And it says, The Definitive Host is a collection of music and audio projects by Brian Joseph Davis, created between 2004 to 2007, ranging from burned album scratching to glitch soul, Frankfurt school punk, and mournful choirs of publicly generated pop covers. And in the spirit of repackaging, this 59-minute CD begins with two exclusive all-new works. So, yeah, it's interesting. The one that I'm going to play first is the last track. It says here, by layering all the tracks of the greatest hits albums, do you get a supra hit? Incredibly power overtones? Catchy drone love the world over? Maybe. And so here is all you get from love is 22 love songs. And 22 love songs. I think from what I'm reading here, 22 love songs all played at the same time. So let's hear what that sounds like.
Thank you.
Aha. I definitely heard the Carpenters in there most prominently. But evidently, yeah, 22 love songs all played at the same time there. From The Definitive Host, and I'm still intrigued by this. I need to hear one more. I'm going to play the one called Voiceover, and it's a script composed from over 5,000 film taglines, performed here by voiceover artist Scott Taylor. The only direction I gave him was more Bill Curtis. So, what can that possibly sound like? Once again, voiceover from The Definitive Host on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
These two should never have fallen in love. They were hired killers, going up against the deadliest force of all, each other. Woman's love, man's hate, blazing romance, in a city aflame with carnal pleasures. Here on this nameless island, they were male and female, nothing else, until the raw wind of jealousy stripped their passions bare. Outnumbered, unarmed, unprepared, the mission was a sham. The murders were real and too thrilling for words. So they set it to music. They were Siamese twins, playthings of desire. Hate was the chain that linked them together. God help the one who broke it. First, their love was forbidden by law. Then it was torn apart by war. They hurled back their answer in flesh and flame. A thriller diller of laughs, lust mad men, and lawless women in a vicious and sensuous orgy of slaughter and stupendous dense spectacles with hundreds of glorified beauties staged underwater. The Civil War made them outlaws. The people made them heroes. The violent frontier's strangest triangle. Their only crime was curiosity. They wrote the sex manifesto of the free love generation. A gambler who trusted no one. A woman who risked everything for a passion that brought them together in the most dangerous city in the world. He's a cop on the edge. She's a woman with a dangerous secret. And now they're both full of melody, full of young love. Enemies because they were taught to be. Allies because they had to be. They were fighting over a woman when the plane went down. Now their only chance for survival is each other. It's Yankee ingenuity versus ruthless Red Agent cunning as the pursuer becomes the pursued in a border-to-Baltic fight for life. Sexationally different. So frank, so outspoken, so true, we don't dare tell you how daring it is. The wildest, wittiest whirlwind of a love battle. Outrageously racy. Gay as champagne. The Tops in topsy-turvy romance. What strange law brought this beautiful woman into his cell? The crazed love of a ravishing teenage girl for a prehistoric giant. So daring, so tender, so human. Parents may be shocked, but youth will understand. The action is go. These are the young and the wanton, the beat and the bad. Drugs, thugs, and freaked out starlets, pent up on bunks in a penthouse binge, daring to live, daring to love, flirting with death, playing with danger, laughing at life, before your eyes, flaming youth in a thrill of second sensation. So young, so innocent, so deadly. They came to conquer the world down a gauntlet of violence in a war of survival against the biker freaks of the dune buggy straits. Slowly and with horror, the parents realized their children were the slaves of the things from outer space. The drifters, the hipsters, the hot sisters. Today's big jolt about the beatnik jungle. Here's the truth about today's flappers and lounge lizards. When the ski nicks meet the ski chicks, it's called Snow-a-go-go. The free-living world of the overteens, torn from today's headlines. Throbbing tale of shackled youth. Hot steel between their legs. The kids who live today as if there's no tomorrow. They had to eat three times their body weight each day or starve. They live from a spin-out to crack-up, and they love as fast as they can get it. They'll take a curve, any curve. They drive faster, love harder, and swing more than anyone else on Earth. Hot rod, hot shots, and their tailgate babes. the story of today's Get Lost generation, the sex-conscious generation, the now generation. Teenage gangs rip up highways and skies with thrills and terror. It's the action you'd expect from today's shook-up kids shaking loose. They jet you where the fun and action are every time they grab a wheel or a girl. The no-punches-pulled story of a generation that has torn the word morals out of the dictionary. Taste a moment of madness. Listen to the sound of purple. Every summer, they emerge for a ritual of sex and death. Their guns are hot and their bodies are hard. Proud young rebels, teenage terrorists, tearing up the streets. Call them punks, call them animals, but you better get out of their way. The story of angry youths who terrorize young innocents. Motorcycle maniacs on wheels. Breezy riders roaring to hell. Let the fuzz take you alive. These angels aren't that particular. Behind these nice school walls, a teacher's nightmare. A teenage jungle. A shocking glimpse into the warped morals of the mod world. Sometimes teenage is spelled TNT. Youth struts its stuff in gorgeous review. Sex, drugs, and study hall. A dramatic thunderbolt of modern youth. A caress, an embrace, then defilement and death. Tarnished, tempted, violently thrown aside. Too young to be careful, too tough to care. Now it's too late to say no. They all talk, fight, and love just one way. Dirty! Their god is speed, and they came from beyond the stars to spawn in the sea. Underaged, oversexed, kick-happy, thrill-hungry, always reckless and willing. On a lustful binge. Shock suspense sensation. The truth about revved-up youth on a thrill rampage. See them burst out of their clothes and bust up a town. The thrill-crazed space kids blasting the flesh off humans. Groovy gravy, this trip is out of sight. Hate crawling back from the grave? They rob from the rich and just keep it. Their love was a flame that destroyed. If there was an 11th commandment, they would have broken that too. They needed help. What they got was a miracle. The jive charmers who turn out the dive bombers. Meet the boy and girl who are sending for Uncle Sam. He's bad. She's worse. Nothing can tame them, and scandal can't shame them. Their enemy gave them no choice. Love and despair die without honor. They are evil. They are dead. They are ravenous. They don't take prisoners. They take lives. Killer to the left, killer to the right. Stand up, sit down, fright, fright, fright. So provocative, the censors banned it. So powerful, it came true. All the more blatant in color. A man, a girl, and 1,000 bolo knives. Always outnumbered, never outfought. Calm under pressure, cool under fire. A lonely man, a lovely girl. Struggling against the secret shadow of a remembered woman who came between their lips. But these two had the courage to hope and to live their love. Now all they have to fear is each other. Getting steamed up over blondes got them into hot water. Romance on the beam, rhythm on the groove, laughs on the loose. All new thrills at a sumptuous portrayal of sensuous society in the perfume fragrance of Park Avenue and Paris boudoirs. Blazing guns and plunging horses on the canyon trail. With gold bullion and a glorious girl as the stakes in a game of courage. It had to be told sooner or later. We're telling it now. A heartload of maddening beauties in gasping gowns. A fortune in furs. A ransom in jewels. A song-studded romance. Saddle up, you sons of fun. Everybody's flocking to this one. Curvaceous crusaders battle to rebuild a shattered land. It's love on wheels. The blonde leading the blonde. You'll love every illegal inch of them. They carved a path through the wilderness, then paved it with bullets, lives, and a romance that rocked the thrones of kings. Heaven could never be this hot, and it's all the hell you can handle. Breaking all thrill records, a drama of thundering hoofs and blazing guns through trackless jungles, battling the bloodlust headhunters of the Amazon. Primitive emotions, savage passions, nature in the raw. A frenzied hunt for a hideous beast uncovers an evil cannibal cult, and death is the devil's blessing. White heat explodes in the green hell where the dark heat of man comes to burn. The war was over, and the world was falling in love again. 1,000 voices, a single dream. raging torrent of emotion that even nature can't control. Far up, far out, far more. He kissed her all over the map on another fellow's honeymoon. He was her only weakness. She was his greatest strength. When a handsome devil meets a living angel, it's one hell of a good time. Thrilling as love born amid a thousand fabulous adventures. Romance as glorious as the towering Andes. Each day a rendezvous with peril. Each night a meeting in astrovision. Sexicolor sends a round flaming hillbilly color. When the pajama tops meet the pajama bottoms, someone's gonna have a fit. An orgy of looting and lust. Primed to explode on contact. A man, a girl, captives in their own worlds, finding escape in each other. It's a whirlwind of laughter, pathos, and illusion. America's favorite sweethearts in their final pairing. With Einstein as Cupid, what could possibly go wrong? Never before were they together again for the second time. The end was just the beginning. There is everything to look forward to, except tomorrow. The story of a night that turned into forever. Blood and guts action from start to finish. It's closer than you think. Earth, it was fun while it lasted. All the time in the world is all they've got. Prepare to fight like there's no tomorrow. Trapped in a world where death is not the end. Houston, we have a problem. Good morning. You are one day closer to the end of the world. The annihilation of a city is a heartbeat away. Today's terrifying look into what might happen tomorrow. Why are the good people dying? The young and the beautiful drained of life. Even the strongest man, destroyed by the unholy, even the dead will scream. Fasten your seatbelts. You are 3.5 blocks away from infinity. Don't kiss me, I'm not dead yet. The price of admission is the rest of your life. Out of a sea of endless terror, into a world of eternal damnation. It will take you 1,000,000 light years from home. But will it bring you back? Just when you thought it was safe to die, heaven and earth were about to collide. Full scream ahead. After 5,000 years of civilization, we all need a break. A horror horde of crawl and crush giants clawing out of the earth from mile-deep catacombs. If you have to go to hell, go for a reason. Sooner or later, everything goes down. So silent, so deadly, so final. A world light years beyond your imagination. Life begins when the world ends. You will orbit into the fantastic future. It's not the end of the world. There's still 6 hours left.
Good Lord. Okay. The definitive host on Exquisite Corpse Radio and the album by the same name, Definitive Host. That was voiceover from that. We'll be getting to more of that in upcoming weeks. You can be sure of that. We've got a calendar of events coming up for you in about a minute, so be there for that. Until then, you're listening to...
Yeah, this is Mickey Fitz and the Business. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Keep the faith.
And so, here we go. Here we go. Let's go. Your calendar of events for tomorrow night looks like this. Agent Orange, Loose Tooth, and China Creeps and Juice Head at the Balmoral. Now, is that the original Agent Orange from the 80s, or is that something else? I don't know. Louisa Marshall and at the Cascade Casino in Langley. And let me see. Mr. Chi Pig presents 25 years. SNFU, Sugar Coated Killers, Raised by Apes, and Mr. Plow at the Cobalt tomorrow night. You have Jack Fruit at the Fairview Pub. It's a Living Thing, Japandroids, and Edo. The Clips, Edo, parentheses, The Clips, I don't know, at Hoko Japanese House. Fireball Productions. Oh, never mind. Let's see. The Primes and Twin Crystals, and that's the tour send-off for Twin Crystals. Suspiria and Cheerleader Camp. I forgot to mention something here, that this is a drinking game for whatever band's names that I can't pronounce. Either they're in French or some other difficult spelling. You get to drink. So you should be drunk by the end of this. Let's see. Acoustic, Agnostic Mountain, Gospel Choir, Shiloh Lindsay and the Millers at the Railway Club. We're still on Friday night here. Mongoose, Fuzzcat, the Easy Brothers, and Dubbin Hood at the Sweatshop. Don't know where that is. It's rock, ska, and dub, and skating, evidently. Yeah, I'm not sure. Is that a band name, or is... I don't know. And, yeah, the Sweatshop. 9 p.m. Michelle Schacht will be at the Van East Cultural Center, interestingly enough. And that cannot be all for Friday, but that's all I have on the list here. That's okay, I don't have any time. I have no time. You know, I've got to be playing this this next deal that I told you about at the beginning of the show. I have, let's see here. Mr. Mystified, also known as Thomas Park, Mystified. Mystifiedmusic.com is where you can go find out more about him. I'm going to be playing a set now, about 28 minutes, Rabbit Girls, Omniform, Ghoul, Detail, Smokin' Sally on the Lunch Break, on my lunch break. Mystified himself with Centipede Fog. And Stephen, our friend Stephen with The Third Key, will close out this thing. It's a mix of music from the Royal Noise Collective, royalnoise.com. That's R-O-I-L, noise.com. And this goes on quite a while, so we better get into it now. So I guess I better say goodbye now, I guess. So until next week, kids, remember, the future is bleak. Enjoy what you're hearing. The playlist should be online possibly tonight, maybe tomorrow. So members.sha.ca/ecorps, or follow the links from citr.ca, Exquisite Corpse Radio, and all that.
Hello, this is Thomas of Mystified, a member of Mystified the Band, and I'm here with a brief mini set of music for you today on your radio show, about half an hour's worth. This first piece is by Rabbit Girls. It's called Omniform. It's from a compilation called Bales of Human Hair, which is a Royal Noise rubbish release available through World Wide Web, royalnoise.com. next piece is by Ghoul Detail. It's called Smokin' Sally on My Lunch Break. It's a wonderful drone piece available on their album Dirt Pipe Monarch, available at Royal Noise Records Worldwide Web, royalnoise.com.
Thank you.
This next piece is by my own band. It's called Centipede Fog, and it's going to be on a C60 cassette tape released through Elite Tapes, World Wide Web, EliteTapes.com, at the end of July 2007, so you can look it up if you like the piece or if you're interested.
Hi, this is Perry from the Templars. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Oi, oi.
CITR Radio, host of the 2007 National Campus and Community Radio Conference, is thrilled to thank our event sponsors, the Alma Mater Society of UBC, Beat Street Records, The Black Frog, Cameo Cafe, Canadian Springs, Cowboy Coffee, Capers in Kitsilano, The Eatery, La Grotta, Happy Planet, House of Blues, The Irish Heather, The Lamplighter, Long and McQuaid, Mint Records, The Morrissey, The Plaza Nightclub, Terra Breads, and Whole Foods West Vancouver. Thank you for supporting CITR Radio and Radioactivity, the 2007 National Campus and Community Radio Conference.
So you go, you talk about the legs and the bike.
Pedal Revolutionary radio program is alternating Thursdays, 5 to 6 p.m.
Here on CITR at 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, all human power is welcome.
It's about bikes.
I like my pretty legs, cause they let me ride on a bicycle.
Well, little error in something or other. The I guess the MP3 I was sent was either faulty or something happened along the way. So the rest of that piece appears to be deleted. I don't know why. But we'll play for you something from the CD called Calling All Fiends, and it's a various artist thing with several scary Halloween-related sort of things. So it's supposed to be frightening stuff done in a very, you know, frightening way. So we'll hear the Mark Harvey track called Lagoon, since that seems to be the one with the right time length on it. So stay tuned for Thunderbird Radio Hell, and I am Bleak. I will say goodbye once again here. Mark Harvey, Lagoon, on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
So you go, you talk about the legs and the bike.
What? We'll be right back.
student made, student featured, UBC TV. Check out www.ubctv.ca. Originally conceived in 1990, UBC TV reinvented itself this past year with the launch of www.ubctv.ca. With support from UBC Rec and run by and for students,